Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Before we start the video, I've been working with a charity called One Ummah, who are a phenomenal charity, a fantastic charity. They've been doing it on the ground in Lebanon, in fact, especially now that we know that 1 million people have been displaced in Lebanon. They're actually offering services and food and stuff like that to the Lebanese people. And for just 100 sterling pounds, you can feed an entire family for a month. So that's amazing work. And we've already raised, and just yesterday, we raised like, I think, £20,000 or something like that, just in the video that I put up that I've now taken down. And I'll tell you why I've taken that video down yesterday. So just click the link below. It will take only a few seconds of your time. And we talk about governments and we talk about people and blame and criticize and analyze. But if we can't take 20 or 30 seconds, let's be honest, if we can't take 20 or 30 seconds to give some charity to people, and it's within our capacity to do so, and we have an added responsibility because of the money that we have comparative to other people in the world, then let's be honest, are we any better than anyone that we're criticizing? So that's the first thing. Click the link below and even spread the link, because adalu al khayri kafa'ili, as the Prophet said, that the one who leads to the good is like the one who does the good. So why did you take the video down? Why did you take the video that you done yesterday down? The key reason, the principal reason, is because it caused a lot of discord. It caused a lot of division, in fact, between Muslims, Sunnis and Shiites in particular. And it wasn't the right time for me to release that video. In fact, it had the exact adverse effect of what I was trying to create in the video. Because in the video, essentially the video was talking about self-restraint, that we may have certain views on certain groups. And of course, I was talking about Hezbollah and I was talking about other groups as well. Of course, everyone disagrees with the most extreme groups like ISIS and these ones. But we're talking about Hezbollah and stuff because now their popularity is rising again in the Muslim world. And I spoke about certain things that they've done in the past. And I'm not going to go into details about that because it's going to be the same thing as yesterday. But the point is, the key takeaway message from that was a message of self-restraint because of the greater cause, which is the Palestine cause. And it's a strategic kind of self-restraint, etc., etc. But a lot of the brothers have come to me from the inner circle and said to me, look, it wasn't the right time to outline in the copious detail that you did the atrocities of this group or that group. Because it's stealing away from the emphasis and of the Palestine cause. And in fact, not only that, the argument went, is that we have seen that the other side, the Zionist enemy, is using it as respite and in fact taking it as a kind of victory. And so it's a strategic mistake that you've made, Mohammed Hijab, on this matter. And I've looked at that argument, I've analyzed it, and I've actually accepted it. I think that really the focus should be now on the Palestinian people, and that there should be unity on this cause, and that everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim, Shiite, Sunni, and everybody else, should just focus their efforts on the genocide in Palestine. We should not be distracted. Anyone can be distracted with other things, and we shouldn't be distracted, and we shouldn't, as I did mistakenly, emphasize, maybe overemphasize aspects, yes, which we strongly agree with. And I don't disagree with anything I said in that video, by the way. I cannot lie to you and say I disagree with any other political views I have held or said, or things I've said on Twitter. I don't disagree with those things, but it's about emphasis and de-emphasis. It's about when to speak about things and when not to speak about things. So I have taken that advice. And the key takeaway from this is that this camera is really going up and down, isn't it? Because I'm not really looking at the camera. Yeah. The key takeaway from that is that we need to focus on the Palestine issue. Anything that may be seen as respite from the other side should be foregone. Another argument that's being made on the other side is that, well, look at these Sunni Muslim countries, Gulf Arab countries, the Arab countries. Look at Egypt, look at Turkey, look at blah, blah, blah. Look at what they're doing, nothing for the cause and blah, blah, blah. Why are you not calling them out? Why are you not saying things about them? What about those countries and stuff like that? I'm sorry to say, I thought that we had collectively, written off countries like those that you just mentioned in terms of this cause, in terms of what they can actually produce, put on a table. There's no hope in terms of a military invasion. So that would, for me, could be considered to be a waste of breath even speaking about that. But yes, if that's something that people want to be said, absolutely. The entire Muslim world, and I'm not going to name now 50 Muslim majority countries. I'm still here, brother. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm here, brother. I'm gonna keep in this place. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think he wanted to take my parking. Muslim majority, Sunni Muslim countries, that they've all failed. I mean, I'm not telling you anything about that. I agree with that. Now, in terms of the discord that's been created, I want to say to the Sunni people, I want to say to the, let's not engage in that. Yeah, let's not engage in that, because I can see it. I'm on Twitter sometimes. I can see the comment section, etc. Let's not engage in a back and forth with any other group, Shias and Sunnis, not attack each other. I mean, a lot of Shias coming out attacking me. I found it actually quite hilarious. Some of them have come back because they know who I am. I mean, I've obviously done lots of debates against the Shias. In fact, the most watched debates of all time in English language against the Shias have been done by myself. So they know where my position is on the matters. and some of them, you know, this and that, Egyptian, this and this, attacking. That's fine. Some of them have overdone it and then come back and apologize. And I'll say to you, look, don't beat yourself up about it. No pun intended. Anyway, the point I'm making is we have that kind of relationship, me and the Shia now. They know where I stand, I know where they stand. I know your community very well. We eat together, we have fun together, we joke together. You know, you know me, and I know you. Having said that, you know, we can unite on this cause, on the Palestine cause. It doesn't mean that we're going to unite theologically. It doesn't mean we unite on all the other causes in the world. No. This is a marriage of convenience. I don't want to make another one here. A temporary marriage of convenience. Anyway, but it's one that we're going to have to do. So what I'm going to say to you is, absolutely, the bigger picture is the Palestinian people. And there can be a cordiality and a civility between us, the Sunnis and the Shiites. And I advocate this. And that's it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.